Good evening. This is your RTL Today news at 7 o'clock. I'm John Baker. A proposed ministerial land consolidation law designed to unblock major construction projects should a single landowner object is moving through Parliament. The tool would essentially allow the Minister for Home Affairs to impose a land swap. During a live stream meeting of the Parliamentary Committee on Home Affairs, which reviewed new amendments to the draft law, it was clear that implementing construction projects would remain a complex process even with this new power. Luxembourg's former Minister of Defence François Bauche and former Army Chief of Staff Alain Duchesne will not face criminal prosecution for the 2019 shell explosion at the Valterf military camp. The decision was confirmed by the Judicial Administration today, closing a case that stemmed from the incident and which left two dead and two injured. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Chamber of Commerce have announced that the Luxembourg Pavilion at the 2025 World Expo in Osaka attracted 379,000 visitors, including approximately 1,000 residents of the Grand Duchy. With an average of 2,250 visitors per day over the six-month event, the pavilion maintained an occupancy rate of around 95%, and the event has been hailed as a resounding success. In international news, Moldovan officials have displayed a Russian drone that fell on its soil outside its foreign ministry and summoned Moscow's envoy to discuss the crash in an overt criticism of Russia's war against neighbouring Ukraine. The small ex-Soviet republic wedged between Ukraine and Romania has repeatedly seen violations of its airspace since Russia's invasion of its neighbour in 2022 and has expelled dozens of diplomats and employees of the Russian embassy. And British man Paul Doyle has changed his plea and admitted deliberately ploughing his car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last May, injuring scores of people. Having always denied the 31 criminal charges against him, as the second day of his trial began, the 54-year-old sensationally reversed course, breaking down as he repeatedly said guilty with a faltering voice to each count. Sports now, and starting with local rugby, Luxembourg's men's extended squad has been announced for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. James Kent named the 26-man group for the must-win game, with four potential new caps being rewarded for their club performances. Louis Darras for Grasshoppers Club Zurich, Gautier Fontanive, RC Wolfedange, Melville Rupert and Casimir Yandel from RC Luxembourg. And finally, new International Olympic Committee Chief Kirsty Coventry fought back tears today as she urged nations to come together in the 2026 Winter Games as the torch relay set off from ancient Olympia in Greece. Addressing guests during the torch ceremony at the Olympia Archaeological Museum, as the first women to head the Olympic movement, a tearful Coventry stressed the power of sport to unite. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out rtltoday.lu. The weather will stay generally dry for the evening and into the night, although there is mainly cloud cover. Current temperature is 3 degrees, although feeling somewhat colder, and it will cool further during the night.